Dead End Hip Hop album review, Hops and Pounce Syndrome. Before we get into the review, make sure you sign up for the Dead End Hip Hop newsletter, man. Stay up to date with everything hip hop. Also, make sure you go and subscribe to Dead End Sports. That's your boy FIFO, KBN's BZ430, and the host 12 Kyle. Make sure you also go check out Mike C. Town's individual channel. He reviews hip hop and metal. Make sure you go check out BZ430, the new and revamped. This man is doing video games, he's doing it all. And your boy's gonna be on there too, man, because I'll be busting people's heads up too. Shout out to Watch Mojo. They are the 7th largest YouTube channel on YouTube. Wow. And yeah. And they put us on the top 10 music critic list at number 3. So we top 3, bitches. Nigga, we made it. If you want to purchase the album and also support Hops, and make sure that you purchase the album right here in the description below. We'll have the link. Make sure you do that. This is the second project of Hopson that we review here. And I've known of Hopson for a while. I definitely think that he is a talented and creative artist. I don't think he's whack, but I honestly have to say, on this project, I didn't understand the inspiration or the motivation behind it. Hopson is an introspective artist, and he definitely wears his emotions on his shoulder. But it's kind of like for the entire project, I'm just like, why? What am I supposed to overall get out of this? Because like, I like Fort Collins. I like the fact that you were going through some things, you couldn't perform, you know, and you had to go away, and then you came back and gave the people free concerts there, and you made a song to address the situation. I think that's super dope, but it's kind of like, what else? Like, you know, okay, you had another song about the making of Funk Volume. Yeah, man, you can rap. But I don't know, like, there was just a disconnect for me on this project. And it's not because of the beats, not because of the rapper. It's just mostly the message, the content, like what headspace you were in when you were creating this. So I was just lost there. There was no connection for me to this project. I can't say that he's whack. He's not whack. He came and he spit on almost all of these tracks. But it's not in my rotation. I'm not bumping this in the whip. Just not feeling it, man. I'm just not feeling it. Like, why?
Jeez. I do like this one a little more than Knock Madness, because I'm kind of agreeing with FIFO. Yeah, it does seem like all over the place, but I think that was his purpose. I think he wanted to give you different emotions. Like, songs like, No Fly and Ill Mind of Hopson, he kind of, like, give you to talk about his, you know, religion and Christianity and all that stuff. And then on the Fly, he talked about like how major corporations, how they marketing hip hop and everything. Now I thought that skit, No Words, was hilarious.
Yeah, that was dope.
I mean, to an extent, it's true. I mean, it is really true. So that's what made it so funny, because I'm like, wow, like he really, and you could tell his emotion. He was really like angry about that, but the way he was clowning like mainstream hip hop now. It's a lot of songs here I like Crown Me. I like Crown Me, but the hook. He need to work on his hook game, man. Like, he had a lot of bad hooks on this song. I mean, even from, like I said, songs that I enjoy, like Forever, number 3, Crown Me, which show like his great lyrical ability, like you mentioned before. And then you got those Deadweight songs where he's talking, what's that, No Fucks Given, and what? I'm talking about the topic. Like, he's talking about like people that's like dead weight in his family, like No Fucks Given and No Hope. Like, not those, yeah, yeah. Those type of songs where he talk about like just dead weight people in his life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of give you a little bit of everything, a different emotions throughout the whole. And it didn't seem like together for you.
Yeah, I 100% agree. He had a lot of different emotions, and I think that he was able to get him out, but I think
that's what he was going for. And maybe that's why I probably liked it a little bit more, because I'm like, okay, he's giving you the incident with Fort Collins and you know, the incident with the concert situation. And remember, it's funny, because remember, he so-called comes like he was going to quit rap. He was supposed to be quitting rap. So I'm wondering, did that particular story have something to do with that? I don't know.
No, it was a gimmick, a marketing ploy.
I thought this project was cool. Like I said, my only issue, and to be honest with you, I would like to hear Hopson over some different beats instead of his production, because some of the beats weren't really too grabbing for me that much. I was like, okay, yeah, this beat sounds kind of corny, but the rapping was fine. But it was just like, I would like to hear him go over some different producers, because I heard him over Kato production. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I would like for him to go over different producers, and now he need to work on the hooks, because a lot of the hooks on this album was bad. I mean, That was...
I agree with you with the producer point. He just sounds like too comfortable in these.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're 100% right. He's not out of his comfort zone.
I'm not saying like, oh, his beats are horrible and like that. But I just think, you know, with this particular album and what he was talking about, I would have liked it over a little bit better production, I guess. But and then the hooks, like I said, the whole album, out of my favorite song, you know, Crown Me, it's just like, oh man, I gotta skip the hook part and get back to your verses because the hook is just so horrible. Give me that crown. I said, give me that shit.
Give me that shit. But you were singing though, weren't you?
Yes, you were. No, I don't like fast forward. But other than that, I do get a glimpse of him being a little more focused on this album opposed to Not Madness. I remember I was kind of a little negative on Not Madness. He improved. He stepped it up a little bit. You can tell he was much focused on this album. But, you know, just other than that, it's an okay album.
Yeah, I don't.
God damn it. Was that the only one?
That was like a dagger in a lecture.
I thought it was. I told you don't take the key.
Yeah, this was alright. When I listened to this, I heard Hobson, you know, being a little bit more personal, talking about, you know, like you said, the Deadweight song. The Fort Collins, I thought that was cool to address that in a song. Him talking about religion, his issues with religion, and the Illmind of Hobson 7. But I think overall, it just feels like this thing was almost lacking something. And I think maybe it was the hooks. Maybe the hooks didn't quite connect the songs because the subject matter on here, I love some of the subject matter that he was addressing. You know, when I'm listening to this, it sounds to me like he has a problem with mainstream rappers, you know, and he's outspoken about that on this album and on Twitter as well.
And he made a skit about it.
It just feels like as good as a rapper as he is, there could be more from Hobson. Him rapping over other producers, you know, beats could be something that would sound a little bit more different than him rapping over his own stuff. Outside of a couple of songs on here that I thought were bad, like towards the end when it started to kind of fall off for me. Most of the top half was cool. Beats were okay. No, I can't say any of the beats were whack or anything like that. He's on record of saying that he wanted to do something different with this project. Like, he wanted to come out and challenge the rap game with something he was quoted as saying on, you know, in some interviews. But it didn't feel like he accomplished that to me. I don't know what it is or what's missing. I've listened to this thing like multiple times, trying to pull out what is the underlying issue that I have with this album.
Was it frustrating? Like that feeling of trying to figure out what it is, what's missing, or what's the disconnect? Was it frustrating for you? Because I know it was for me. Like, and that's
a little bit, because I would like to articulate, you know, my reasoning. You know, because, you know, I'm listening to this, I'm like, okay, this song is cool. I really like this one. Like Ramona with Jaron Benton, I thought that was kind of, you know, the ending was a little weird when I'm doing the female voice. You know, I did like that. So it definitely started out, you know, okay. But I think right when you get to Illmind of Hobson 7, which is probably my favorite on the album, I just love the way he rapped over there. I love the aggression that he showed, the frustration that he has, you know, with his viewpoints of religion. But I think it was kind of like right after there, it was like, you know, it was almost kind of hit or miss. I thought the Story of Funk Volume was cool. You know, and I think, again, that kind of went back to him being a little bit more personal. I did like the skit. I thought that was an interesting take. And I think as an overall project, it just didn't work for me. You know, and that is frustrating because I like Hobson. But hey, you can't like them all.
Yeah, this is pretty much what I expected to get from Hobson. I definitely agree with, actually, I guess all three of you, that he has gotten to the point where he's a bit too comfortable. I did not think he put out bad beats on this project. I thought the beats were fine. It's just, it's nothing we haven't heard already, and that's kind of the issue. My number one gripe with this entire thing is exactly what B just said. His hooks. His hooks are atrocious, and I feel like they ruined some of the better songs. Crown Me was just one, but Ramona. I feel like Hobson has been doing music long enough to know where his strengths are and his weaknesses are. It should not be up to other people to tell him this deep in the game that you should stop doing your own hooks. But Hobson, you should stop doing your own hooks. Maybe you get Jaren to write some, or maybe you get Dizzy to write some, or whoever, but the terrible hooks on this project really hurt it. But Mr. Jones, I thought that song was crazy good. And I'd really like to know who he's talking to, because he's always been pretty pretty direct as far as who he's dissing. And I know somebody asked him and he said, oh, I'm talking about any underground rapper. No, you're not. You're talking to somebody specifically. Somebody pissed you off and you wrote this track. But that track was dope, minus the hook. I thought Ramona was very good. It was a well laid out story. I thought the way that Hobson and Jaren were going back and forth, it was just really well laid out. It was a well written story and it was funny. Especially Jaren's line about where he's doing the girl's voice and he says, I'm never gonna brush my teeth again. No, he says, oh my God, Jaren, you're the shit. I'll never brush my teeth again now that it smells like your dick. And that's just classic Jaren. Jaren's a funny ass dude. Yeah. The no word skit, I agree, was fucking hilarious. And I don't care what anybody says. If y'all didn't know that was Hobson making fun of somebody, y'all would think that was hot. Because that does not sound any different than Future.
Yeah. Yeah.
I Just Can't was like classic Hobson, the dark beat, the way he's rhyming. Illmind Hobson 7, that was a really, really interesting track because, I mean, I'm used to people saying slightly blasphemous things on tracks, but I can't think of another rapper that's actually criticized religion in the way that... Can I finish
these? You didn't even get
it. I'm saying it.
Like Razzcast.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. 1, 2, 5, 6. You got anything else to say there? Aside from Razzcast, thanks, B. I can't think of any other rappers who have really intelligently tackled religion. And I thought that the way he did it was very personal and it was really well laid out. And it sounded good. He was rapping and he was rapping well. Mm-hmm. It did get awkward towards the end of the track when he was screaming and hollering, ah! Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, that was awkward. Stop. What are you talking about? You're so angry. Overall, I think this was a cool project. Since most of these tracks were very topic-based, and they were not all topics that I was that interested in, it hurt the replay value. Like, first run through, yeah, this was cool shit. I just can't see myself putting this on a regular basis. It's solid.
Right.
But it's just not really that interesting enough. Like, a song like Fort Collins is cool. I don't think it should be on an album. He should have just threw that on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Like, because 5 years down the line, are you going to want to put this album on and hear a song like Fort Collins? I'm not. You know, am I going to want to hear... I definitely, definitely, definitely am not going to want to hear a song like My Love. Please. Bruh. Hobson, you, in my opinion, you're one of the better rappers in the game. Don't ever do another song like My Love. That song was horrendous. Damn. Horrendous. I'm sorry. Really? I fuck with Hobson. I have loved Hobson from Raw. Like, from back in the day. A lot of people call Hobson corny and hokey and lame. I don't agree with those statements. But if the only song I ever heard was My Love, I would agree with every single one of those statements. Because that's a song, like, you write that shit down and you give it to your girl on a note. Don't put that shit on an album. You can go in the booth. But email that shit to her. That track, I understand being in love. I understand you want your girl to know, like, baby, I love you. But that's all you got, baby, I love you. This shit made me want to cry. But not like in a notebook kind of way. This was more in a, oh my God, this is so whack kind of way. The rest of these, I felt like Hobson did his thing with the beats. I felt like Hobson definitely did his thing with rhyming. This album did not grab me to the point where I want to throw this on over and over again. Personally, I'd rather listen to Knock Madness than this. But I would still rather listen to an album like Raw. Because I could put that on at any point and just fucking love it start to finish. I'm not there, but it just sounds to me when I hear albums like this that maybe Hobson just needs some more critical people on his team that are telling him, like, yo, like, you should know that these hooks are not good. They're not gonna fly. What really hurt this album for me was it was lacking a lot of that Hobson humor. Like, part of what I've loved about Hobson is he's fucking hilarious.
Like Ramona.
But Ramona was really like the only track.
I know, I'm just saying.
You know, I agree. I'm saying, like, Ramona was really like the only track where he was being funny. Mm-hmm. The rest of this, it was like all that humor was replaced with cockiness, which is cool for a rapper when it's not too much. or it was replaced by complaining about being underrated. Fine, if you want to complain about being underrated, then give me an album that makes me feel like you're underrated.
Exactly.
But don't give me a project where it's decent, but you're just complaining about being underrated. That's not the way that's not the way the game works. His funny lines were always the ones that stuck in my head. And there were not really a lot of funny lines on here. I don't want to hear dude complain about how you're the only rapper that's out that's talking about real shit. That's not true.
No.
There's plenty of rappers that are out here talking about real shit. And you are talking about real shit, but it just got to the point where it's kind of really boring sometimes.
100% with B, I think that you're a little too comfortable in your own beats. It's kind of like when you're making it, you already know what you want to say and you're not being inspired by something else. Like, you're pouring yourself into it, man, but I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more. It did not sit well with me overall. But again, I'm not bashing it because I think that Hobson is dope. I think that the content and the messages in this project was dope. It was just a disconnect for me that I just can't fuck with. So unfortunately, man, I just want you to keep growing and pushing yourself, because right now it just sounds like you're almost like complacent with like you're happy with where you are musically, and it's like you can push yourself further because you're that talented. So don't be in this box, man. Keep pushing. That's how I feel.
I think what you was going for with the different emotions and different subject matter, I think that's what you was going for. I've said it before, and I'm glad Mike agreed. Someone agreed with me. Hooks, to get somebody to work on your hooks or something, because, God, that just messed it up for me. Even songs that I really, really enjoy, the hooks just messed it up for me. But overall, this is a cool project. I still like it a little better than Knock Madness. That's just me. But just like Mike, I've been a fan since the Raw, and I like that you always have that hilarious rhymes, and you can still show your lyrical wizardry at the same time. So that's the thing I love about Raw. But this one, I like this better than Knock Madness. You know, it's a solid project.
It's just disinterested, I think, is how to describe how I feel about it, because there's not a lot of replay value, and I think that's what was missing. Like, when I got to the end of this, it was like, do I want to hear this again? It was like, no. I do like Knock Madness more than this. But I think when I think about this compared to Knock Madness, I think that now at this point, you know, it's time to kind of switch it up and try to do something a little bit different and push yourself, because I definitely think you're talented enough to do that. But this album for me just didn't work for me.
Yeah, man, this album was cool. That's really all I can give it. It was cool. I think that whole sentiment of feeling like he's underrated has made it to where he doesn't feel like FIFO said, that he has to push himself. I feel like he's just been in the game for too long to not know that, yeah, you're a dope rapper, but your hooks are whack. Or, yeah, you're a crazy lyricist, but occasionally your lyrics might come off a little bit corny. But maybe he doesn't care. But for the record, that is what keeps me from liking your album so much. Is the fact that there's these little missteps. And when there's so many of these little missteps, it becomes a big fucking misstep. I would like to be surprised by Hobson. And the other thing is, you are the biggest name on your label. But when you got dudes like Dizzy, or you got dudes like Jaren that might be putting out albums that are a little bit more interesting than yours, then I think that kind of becomes a slight bit of an issue. My frustration with you is that you are a dope rapper. You can write dope songs. You can put together dope bars. But for some reason, it just didn't seem like this album really came together the way that I felt like it could. I feel like Hobson is the type of rapper that you could put out something that would be really impactful to the industry. But yeah, that's really all I can say. I'm not gonna say do you. I'm not gonna say keep doing you, because no, man, don't do you. Maybe step out of you for a minute and think, like, why am I really making records? This is not a shit on your album. It's a frustrated fan saying that I feel like you can do a lot better. Yeah,